I will be honest with you. Being asked to do the invitation on New Year's Day is a little intimidating because it's the first lesson you guys are going to hear for the entire year, let alone the entire decade. So I have to, you know, maybe make this good. Hopefully it will be worth it for you. So I don't want to talk to you about your resolutions and what they should be, what they ought to be, and, you know, go over what we can do. I think we all know, as Christians, we're going to read our Bibles more, we're going to pray more, and we're going to visit the sick more. We're going to do all these things that we should do as Christians more, and that's great. Those are great resolutions to have. And you also might have some personal ones on the side. I'm going to get healthier, I'm going to manage my money better, I'm going to learn a new skill. And those are all great things to do. But perhaps you're like Josh, as he revealed to us on Sunday, that you treat your resolutions as mere suggestions and not really as things you resolve to do. And you'll see that the first week you go at it really hard. You know, you're going to say, I'm going to meet this goal. And you start prepping and you start working towards it, and you maybe seeing some results. And that second week comes and, oh, I missed a day here on my exercise plan, or I missed a day in reading my Bible. And the third week comes and, yeah, there's a few more days that I missed in meeting that resolution. And then by the second month and the third month and halfway through the year, you've maybe forgotten about it. I don't even remember what my resolutions were. Well, why did that happen? How can you keep those resolutions? Well, might I answer that with a question? Where is your focus? Our focus is something that is required by God as Christians. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." See, Jesus here is giving us a fact of humans. In our nature, it is very difficult to multitask. We can't do more than one thing at a time and do it well. And here, Jesus is saying, if you try and serve God and you try and serve the world, or wealth in this instance, your focus is going to lean one way or the other. You can try to maybe do both, but it's not going to work out. That's just not in our nature. In Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 8, it says, "For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God." See, our focus has to be on God. If it's on the flesh and of worldly things, we can't please God. So, how do we determine then where our focus is? How do we get our minds focused on God? Well, we first need to realize that our focus is determined by what we think about, where our minds are. Staying in Romans chapter 8 there in verse 5, it says, "For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." If you're thinking about the flesh, about worldly things, that's where your focus is going to be. If you're thinking about the things of the Spirit, thinking about God, thinking of spiritual things, that's where your focus is going to be. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 says, "Set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on the earth." Where are your thoughts? What do you think about? That's going to determine where your focus is. And we many of us know this verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things or think on these things. Have you ever thought that to use this verse here as a checklist, that you maybe have a thought in your head and you say, well, hold on, let me take that thought. Was that thought true? Was that thought honorable? Was it right, pure, lovely? Was it of good repute? Was it worthy of praise? How many of your thoughts met that criteria in 2019? Another way that our focus is determined is by where we're looking. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 25, it says, "Let your eyes look directly ahead, and let your gaze be fixed straight in front of you." And in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead." See, we don't want to spend all of our time dwelling on 2019, dwelling on what happened last year. There's a lot of bad things that happened in 2019. There's a lot of good things that happened in 2019. But we're not focused on that. We're not focused on what happened in the past. We're focused on what's happening in the future, on what is forward, what is right in front of us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul delves into this a little further. In verse 24, it says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air. But I discipline my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified." What is ahead for all of us? The prize of heaven. It's an imperishable prize. Spending eternity with our God. And that is an amazing prize. And you have to run and as if you are the only one that are going to get it. That only one person is going to be able to get it, and you have to be the one to get it. That requires a lot of our focus. So stay focused on that prize. Stay focused on what is ahead. But even though we may focus on that prize, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're just going to be frolicking through flowers as we go and do it. There's going to be struggles. And there are times where we're going to have to endure those struggles. Hebrews chapter 12 says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Focus demands our perseverance. Focus is what's going to get you through all of the tough times, all of the struggles. Because if you aren't focused, if you have those temptations that you keep giving into, well, that's going to veer you off that path. You're not looking towards heaven. You're not looking towards that goal. And a year, 2020, that is a long time. A year is a long time. Think back of where you were 1 year ago today. I mean, I wasn't even married or here. And that was a long time ago to me. A lot has happened. And so think about this next year's. It's probably going to be even longer. And there's going to be a lot of things that happen. And I guarantee you there's going to be times where I'm going to stumble. Something's going to happen. Some other struggle is going to come up. And we're going to have to face it. And even though we are supposed to run as if we are the only ones that can get a prize, that doesn't mean you have to struggle as though you're the only one that is struggling. You have literally several hundred people in this congregation here that would help you in any struggle or temptation that you have. Anytime you stumble on that race, there are so many people here that are willing to come right running beside you, say, let's get up and let's go. Because we're focused on trying to get to heaven. So I ask you this question again. Where is your focus? And where will it be in 2020? What will it be on? Where will your thoughts be? And where are you going to be looking towards? Perhaps you haven't been focused recently. Maybe 2019 wasn't a good year for you. You had a lot of distractions. And that's okay. We are here to help you, to pray for you, to encourage you, to reinvigorate that hope so you can get back up on your feet and start running that race again. Or maybe you haven't even begun your race. You're still at the starting line, tossing back and forth whether or not this race is really worth it. Is that prize of heaven really worth it? Well, how does eternal life sound to you? Because that's the prize at the end. And we would encourage you to not wait to start that race. By putting on Christ in baptism, becoming a Christian, you can start running with intensity, focused on getting that goal. If you are subject to the invitation tonight, we ask that you come now as we stand and sing.